With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Debbie has swept ashore again, this time making landfall early this morning about 25 miles northeast of Charleston. And it's all about the rain. Many homeowners like Keon Johnson say they're looking at some serious flood damage.
Now, you know, it just smells like mildew all throughout the house. So, you know, asthma's acting all up. I mean, a lot of rain, a lot of wind. We actually have some roof damage in the back. A lot of retrieving our items that, you know, floated away in the neighbor's yard.
Flooding rains that have swamped the south are now moving north. A tsunami advisory is posted after a 7.1 earthquake struck off Japan's southern coast. No immediate reports of injuries or significant damage. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican vice presidential contender Senator J.D. Vance is hammering Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris for refusing to take reporters' questions. Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, not answering questions about the stolen valor allegations relating to his National Guard service. The White House is trying to distance itself from some remarks made by one of the members of the Congressional Democratic Squad.
After losing her primary this week, Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush issued a warning to a top pro-Israel PAC that opposed her. She denounced the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, known as APEC, and said, "I'm coming to tear down your kingdom." At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre took issue with the language, calling it inflammatory and divisive. Bush is the second member of the liberal squad to lose a re-election bid this year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 85 points, NASDAQ futures 6 points higher. This is SRN News. A unique pro-life event is coming this fall.
It's called the Across America Relay, and it will feature runners and walkers converging on Kansas City from the north, south, east, and west. The relay runners are set to arrive in the city on October 19th, and organizers say the event is designed to make the unborn visible and convince people to support them. The runners and walkers will stop and pray for unborn babies and their mothers along the way, while others will line the route with pro-life signs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas church has not one but two members aboard the International Space Station. Like many astronauts before them, Mary Wilmore and Tracy Dyson brought along their faith when they launched into space. The two are members of Providence Baptist Church. Dyson told the Bible Project podcast earlier this year that God uses all of us in pretty neat ways. Faith has a long history with NASA. The three astronauts from Apollo 8 broadcast their reading from Genesis on Christmas Eve, 1968. This is SRN News. Another pesticide ends up on the EPA's Do Not Use list.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced an immediate ban on selling the pesticide DCPA or Dacthal. The weed killer was primarily used on crops. Federal officials said it harms unborn babies by impairing brain development and lowering birth weight. The agency struggled to receive health information on the pesticide in a timely way. The company told the EPA earlier this year that new protocols could help keep people safe. Keith Peters reporting.
An industrial agricultural company has canceled plans for an $800 million grain terminal in a historic black town in Louisiana's Cancer Alley after facing stiff local opposition and permitting delays. Backers, including Governor Jeff Landry, say the grain export facility would have brought much-needed jobs and development to St. John the Baptist Parish. More details, SRNNews.com.